Core Deception. Core Series, Book 1. Written by Jeremiah Friedley. Narrated by Brian Carey and Ariana Fox. Chapter 1. Seth. I pull my coat tight around my shoulders as I walk down the street. Part of me wants to slow down, to stop and conserve energy. The other part wants to go faster, to run and warm my body up. But I can't afford to do either. Hurrying would draw attention. Water laps at the edge of the harbor on my left, and a line of buildings walls me in on the right. Not a lot of escape options if things go bad. As the street curves, I subtly glance behind. Not that I can see much in the pre-dawn light, anyway. But it reassures me that no one knows what I'm up to. Then again, Core sees everything. No on-site personnel needed. I can almost hear my sister telling me, "Seth, no 17-year-old should be doing this." But I have to do it while I have the teen advantage. Will it expire at 18? 19? I don't know for sure, and I can't risk waiting. It takes time to figure out how to hack Core's database and remove the red flags on my family's profiles. Slow and cautious, that's the word of the last couple of years, is the only way to avoid detection and stay untraceable. Any faster, and I risk more loss among my family and friends. I take a deep breath to calm myself, sending a puff of condensation into the air. Despite my friend Nota's reassurances that it's safe, I'm still nervous. My hands clench and unclench. Last time I used an incognito portal, the consequences were devastating. I shiver at the memory of Uncle Bjorn's death. This portal is outside Core's surveillance. I'll be okay. Should be. I keep my head down, hood low, and survey the street layout. If Nota is correct, the gap in the geofence is just ahead. I've never been outside the government-controlled area before. There are all kinds of rumors about the zone. Zero occupancy, no entrance. Like that hungry animals reign in there. Or that ruthless black market dealers, including one dubbed Cryptic Charade, fight endless turf wars. We're reliably informed that the geofence is there for our safety, to keep us from the dangers of the uninhabited part of the city. And, more importantly, to keep those dangers from reaching us. But my friend Nota says it's a lot of hype. Before I reach the dock, alley on the right, crooked paver, Nota's instructions on finding the gap as best as I remember. It would be nice to have a drawing or a set of written steps, but I don't dare risk that. Too easily detected by the government's systems. My memory will have to do the job. I spot the crooked paver barely in time. I want to pause and wait a while to make sure all is good before I attempt to break the geofence, but I don't have that luxury. And lingering could trigger an alert from Core systems. Drawing a long breath of frigid air, I step between the gap in the buildings and into the zone. Nothing happens, but that's good. I didn't know what it would feel like to be outside the government's surveillance systems. In fact, it makes me wonder if I'm even outside the surveillance network. But I'll trust my friend on this one. He said he's used it several times, as well as other people he knows. If someone was going to get caught using it, it would have happened by now. At 6 strides down the narrow alley, I spot the door. The only door. It's a little sticky, but it gives way to a dark room. I scrunch my nose at the must and shut the door. There's barely enough room to extend my arms in each direction. I feel around, not daring to pull out my handheld card device to use its light. The smallest thing could reveal I'm here. It would help if I didn't have gloves on, but there's no way I'll risk leaving a fingerprint behind. I touch a wooden crate on my right. No, that's not it. Dust drifts up my nose. I close my eyes and struggle to keep from sneezing. There's a stack of boxes on my left. I remove an old bag from the top and my fingers find a keyboard. I crouch and squint, trying to see the power button. Pressing it brings the screen to life. It's about half the size of the ones in the study hall at school, but the interface is the same. And the best part, I don't have to log in. I'm incognito. From the settings menu, I touch the maintenance icon, then the janitorial instructions module. It's been a while since I've seen any of this, but it feels like yesterday. My hands shake at the memory. I did it to help Bjorn escape, and it worked at first. But then the authorities found out.